wish to welcome all of you to the University of San Diego tonight and to this auspicious occasion of having Bhakti Siddhanta Swami as the guest of the Ecumenical Center for World Religions. The Ecumenical Center for World Religions on the campus of this university was founded for the purpose of meeting people of other religions. And Bhakti Siddhanta Swami comes to us from India tonight, representing what is known as the Krishna Consciousness Movement. We stand in a long line of disciples' succession, going back to, according to the Hare Krishna movement, going back to the very beginning of time when Krishna, who is the Supreme Godhead, or God, made himself known to man through disciples and through revelation, and particularly through a man of 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya. And I have a reading here from him, which I think is rather interesting. It's in the form of a catechism. It's a question and answer. And Lord Chaitanya was asked this, which knowledge is the highest of all? And the answer is, there's no knowledge at all but devotion to Krishna. What is the highest glory in all types of glory? The answer, being reputed to be Krishna's devotee. Question, what is counted wealth among human possessions? Answer, he is immensely wealthy who has love for Krishna. Question, what is the heaviest of all sorrows? There is no sorrow except separation from Krishna. Who is considered liberated among those who are liberated? Answer, he is the foremost of the liberated who practices devotion to Krishna. So Swami Bhakti Vedanta comes here as a representative of this Hare Krishna consciousness movement. And Bhakti Vedanta Swami, on behalf of the university and the Center for World Religions here, I wish to present to you this book on San Diego, the portrait of a spectacular city with its promises and its, we hope, for future growth. We hope you enjoy our city and the hospitality of this campus.
Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for your kindly receiving us. This Krishna Consciousness Movement is not a new thing. 5,000 years ago, when Lord Krishna appeared on this planet, since then, Krishna consciousness is present according to historical time. But we get information from Bhagavad Gita that Krishna consciousness movement is current since 40 million years. In the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Evam divasate yogam prasthavan ahamabhyam divasyan manave praho manu ikha gave bravi. Krishna said that this Bhagavad Gita, Bhakti Yoga system, was explained by him first of all to the Sun God. Now, Sun God instructed to his son, Manu, the father of mankind. And Manu instructed to his son, Ikshaku, the head of the Ikshaku dynasty in which Lord Ramchandra appeared. So, calculating the age of Manu and others, it is approximately about 40 million years ago, this Bhagavad Gita or the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Krishna to the Sun God or the predominating deity of the Sun planet. According to our Vedic understanding, we have got history not only of this planet, but all the planets in the universe. Sun glow, we can say who is the predominating president now in the sun glow. His name is Divasyan. The name is also there. So, the Krishna consciousness movement taken from the authority of Vedic literature, it is very, very old, Krishna consciousness. But this consciousness is educated or imparted through the disciples of Krishna. Just like Krishna, first of all, spoke about this Krishna consciousness philosophy to the Sun God Divasyan, and Divasyan instructed the same thing to Manu. Manu again instructed the same thing to Maharaj Ikshaku. In this way, it was coming down by disciples of Krishna. But 5,000 years ago, Krishna informed Arjuna that this disciple system or succession has been broken. Therefore, I am repeating the same philosophy again unto you. Now, Arjuna was a warrior, commander-in-chief. He was Kshatriya, he was not a Brahmin or a very big scholar in Vedanta, Vedic literature. He was ordinary householder, not ordinary, but a householder, a member of the royal family, a fighter, but Krishna selected him to be the fifth person to understand Bhagavad Gita. So, what was the qualification of Arjuna? That Krishna selected him to be the innovative disciple. First of all, he made his disciples and God, but that disciple succession being broken or disturbed, he selected again 5,000 years ago to teach Bhagavad Gita, the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita. The only qualification as stated by Krishna, he says, bhaktosi priyosine rahasyam ekad uttamam. The mystery of this bhakti yoga or Krishna consciousness can be understood by you because you are my devotee and my confidential friend. This is the quality. Because Krishna Krishna selected Arjuna not that because you are a sannyasi or a brahmin or a great scholar in Vedic literature, not on this qualification. He says that because you are my devotee, because you are my intimate friend, the point is that as you are present here, many scholars, philosophers, Bhagavad Gita is read very widely all over the world, not only in India, but I am traveling all over the world. There are many editions of Bhagavad Gita in many languages, especially in English language. In America there are so many, and in India also. But the fight is that if all these Bhagavad Gita editions, mostly, maybe one or two exceptions, the author or the commentator has used his own intelligence without taking the intelligence of Arjuna or Krishna. So, although Bhagavad Gita was being read very widely, not a single person devotee of Krishna came out, although in Europe and America Bhagavad Gita was current at least for the last 200 years. Many Swamis, many yogis also came from India. They also gave good reference from Bhagavad Gita. But not a single person came out as a devotee of this. Now, we have begun this movement since 1966, and we are presenting our Bhagavad Gita. We have got our Bhagavad Gita edition. We present Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any interpreting. So, people are accepting it, and we have got thousands of devotees of Krishna in your Western country. I'm not speaking of India. In India, there are millions. But here, the Krishna Consciousness Movement has begun in 1966. Actually, it has begun in 1968. Because I came here in your country in 1965. So, for 1 year, I had no local standard. I was traveling here and there. In 1966, this Krishna consciousness movement was registered in New York. And then I, in 1966, July, then I fell sick, and I went back to India in 1967. So it was not organized. Then I again came back in 1968. From that time, we are preaching little vigorously the Krishna consciousness movement, and the younger generation, boys and girls, especially within the 30 years, they are taking it very seriously, and some of these boys have already gone to India. They are being received very well all over the country, because in India they could not believe that in Western countries such nice Krishna devotees can be serving. They are excelling many Indian devotees. Many Indians. Because they are taken seriously. Therefore, they are excelling many so-called sadhus and devotees in India. That's a fact. What? People say, give me credit that I have done wonderful. But I say that I do not know any magic that I have done some wonderful. But if there is any credit on my part, that credit is that I have not adulterated Bhagavad Gita. That's all. I am speaking Bhagavad Gita as it is. Not concocted ideas that Kurukshetra means this, and Pandava means this, and that means this, that means no. Don't say like that. We say Kurukshetra means Kurukshetra. There is a place, a state. Those who have gone to India, it is about 80 miles, 90 miles from New Delhi. There is a station, Kurukshetra. When I passed through that railway station, I saw what is happening. So see, here is Kurukshetra still. But there are so-called commentators, they interpret Kurukshetra means this body. From whose dictionary he got this meaning, I do not know. And where is this chance of interpreting Kurukshetra, which is still standing, to make the commentary as body? Pandavas as the five individual senses. This kind of unauthorized commentation we do not do. Neither we allow anyone to handle Bhagavad Gita by his physical interpretation. That we do not accept. That is parampara. Krishna said to Arjuna that this Bhagavad Gita was coming by disciple succession among the evang parampara praptam evang rajarshaya vidhu. Sakalena yoganasya parampara. Now that parampara, disciple succession has been broken. Yoga nasta, nasta means broken, lost. Therefore, I am speaking unto you the same truth again, so that people may know. But this is real fact. Bhagavad Gita, spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in every page you will find Bhagavan Upasana. the Supreme Personality of Godhead said. And by all those big acharyas of India, who are practically, whose disciplic succession is controlling Indian Vedic culture, namely Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami, Lord Chaitanya, all of them accepted Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even Shankaracharya is impersonal. Brahmavad. He also says in his commentary on Bhagavad Gita, Sa Bhagavan Sayang Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. So, and Krishna also, not only accepted by the present acharyas, but previously, long, long ago, 5,000 years or more than that the original author of Vedic literature, he accepts Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Before that, we have got parampara system. That, before that, also, as Vyasa Deva writes in his Srimad Bhagavatam, after compiling Vedanta Sutra, he begins, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Then Mahadasya Jata, his Vedanta Sutra begins with this affirmation that the absolute truth is that from whom everything emanates. Satyam Param Dhimahi. So, that they accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality, Vasudeva. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudeva. And if you say Vasudeva means impersonal, all-pervading Brahma, Siddha Swami comments, Krishnaya, he gives his command, Krishna, Sinu Makarandaya. And before that day spiritual master was Narad. Narad is a great devotee of Krishna. And Narad, spiritual master is Lord Brahma. Brahma also says in his Brahma Sanghita, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radi Govinda, Sarvakarana Karana. Sarvakarana Karana. Everything is cause and effect. Your cause is your father, and your father is the effect of his father. But here Brahma Sanghita says, cause of all causes, sarva karana karana. Actually, God cannot be created by somebody. He is the original cause. God has no cause. Everything has got cause. But God has no cause. That is the real definition of God. If God has beginning, cause, then how can be God? God is the origin. So these are the fashions from Vedic literature. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radi Govinda Sarvakarana Kara. God cannot be more than one. God is one. It is not that for Hindus there is one God, and for Christians there is another God, or Muslims have got another God. No. God is one. And we are also one, according to Bhagavad Gita. We are all sons of God. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mumaivansa Jivabhu. The living entities, they are my part and parcel. Just like your children, they are parts and parcels of your body. Similarly, we, all living entities, not only human beings, but there are 8,400,000 species of living entities. Aquatic, birds, bees, trees, plants, then human beings, civilized, uncivilized, of basic knowledge, so many varieties. But Krishna claims that all of them are my son. Sarvajoni sukauntiya, kham bhavanti mohataya. Tishang mahajjani brahma, ahang bhidha, bhidha prasthita. So Krishna has got unlimited sons. Otherwise, how is God? If one common man can produce 50 children, 100 children, why God should be limited? God is unlimited, then He must have unlimited. That is Bhagavad Gita philosophy. That we are all, not only human beings, but animals, bees, birds, trees, plants, everyone. Everyone is living entity. That's the fact. We are simply passing through different bodies. That is called transmigration of the soul. What is the thing? Chaturang Chaiva. Lokhangstan Jivojati. See, this evolutionary theory is long, long ago. It was discussed in the Purana. That means at least 5,000 years ago these things were discussed. Darwin's theory is neither perfect nor new. Yes, in the Brahma Vaivarta Purana you find Pasitin Chaturan Saiva Lokhangstan Jiva Jati. Pasitin means 80 and Chatura means 4. 8,400,000 species of life, Jiva Jati. Brahma Ji, purifies in through these, all these different species of life, the living entity is evolving greater intelligence, consciousness. It's like a flower is in the stage of a seed, then the tree, then the bud, then half fructified, then fully fructified role. When it is fully fructified, the beauty and smell is very attractive. Similarly, the living entities, they are developing their consciousness through different types of bodies. This is evolution. So that's the different department. But this is the fact. The evolution theory is accepted in Vedic literature in the sense that the living entity, according to his desire, he is getting a type of body. And there are 8,400,000 of different types of bodies. In this way, he is passing through and nature He's giving him the chance of this human form of body with higher consciousness, greater intelligence, to understand his real position. Therefore, Rishabhdev says that a human being, unless he comes to the standard of discussing about the constitutional position of the living entity, what I am, this question, in the human form of body, the inquiry is there. What I am, what is this world, what is God, what is my relationship with God, why I have come here, where shall I go? These are inquiries. These are called Brahma Jijnasa. Athāta Brahma Jijnasa. This human form of body is not meant for working very, very hard day and night to eat a plate of bread and butter. Yes. We have created a civilization at the present moment that everyone has to work just like an earth, day and night, for sense gratification. There is no other higher purpose. As we get money, we increase our program for sense gratification. I've got one task. As soon as I get more money, I'm no more satisfied with one task. I must have four tasks. So, this kind of civilization will never make you happy. That is instructed by Rishabhdev. Nāyāna deha deho bhājāna nilope tasyāna kāmāna arhati vīru hirāna de. He is instructed, my dear boy, this human form of body is not meant for engaging real life to find out something for sense gratification, like the home. He has especially mentioned the name, Tastana Kaman Arhati Birbhujan. The home is working real life. And finding out very soon, his business is very soon, very soon. And as soon as he eats soon, he becomes very fatty. The hog is full of fat because he eats the nice thing, soon, full of hypophosphite, that is chemical analysis. Therefore, he's just fatty. He eats only soon. But he just goes back. And people enjoy it. People enjoy it. And Barnard Shaw, he says that you are what you eat. So, this is the, according to Vedic literature, the present civilization is home civilization. This is our challenge. There are many great scientists and philosophers, but it is a home civilization. Because people are taught to work hard, day and night. And after working hard, what is the remuneration? Sense gratification. Bring wine and omen. That's all. There is no other satisfaction. Be satisfied. Bring wine bottle. Let me forget. So, Every day I'm looking woman, but still I'm going to see nakedness. What is there in nakedness? But because we have no other information. What is happiness? Therefore, Pulapuna Chandrika Charvanana, she refused. But somebody chews something just like sugar corn and it's going. And somebody comes, he chews it. So what does he get? Therefore, Shastra says, Puna Puna Charvita Charvanaya, Matilna Krishna Paratu Satoma. So, the difficult position is people are very much enamored by sense activity. Kasan Saman Arhati, Ka Birbhujanji. We require sense gratification. That's all right. Because we have got senses. And it requires satisfaction. But not that to satisfy the senses like hogs and dogs. That is not human civilization. That is hog civilization. Because the hog, for sense gratification, he doesn't care whether it is his mother or sister or anything. In fact, after eating food and senses are strong, the hog will enjoy its mother, sister or anyone. But human life is not meant for like that. According to somewhere, it is said, Sapo Vidvam Putraka Jina Suddhita Satya. First of all, we have to understand that what is the aim of life? The aim of life is to achieve the greatest pleasure of life. That is it. Anandamaya Vyasa Vedanta Siddhi. God is Anandamaya. Always in pleasure. You have seen our Radha Krishna picture. Oh, pleasure. Krishna Balaram picture. Pleasure. So we are part and parcel of God. Our qualities also go enjoy pleasure. Because we have got part and parcel, just like one small particle of gold. It is gold, and the big mine gold. But both of them are gold, only the quantity is different. Similarly, God, as the definition is, Satchidananda Vigraha, Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. God is not formless. God has got form, exactly like you and me. In the Bible also it is said, man is made after God. Is it not? See, God has no hands and legs. How we have got hands and legs? If you are sons of God, his father has no hands and legs. How the son can get hands and legs? Is it possible? Have anyone of whom begotten any child without hands and legs? The concept of Vigraha, therefore, the Veda says Vigraha, is form. Vigraha means form. But what kind of form? A form like me? No. That is a different form. What is that? Sat-chit ananda. That form is sat, means eternal. Our this form is not eternal. Therefore it is distinct. it means knowledge, full of knowledge. Our this body is full of ignorance. Otherwise, we are coming to the university. So, by nature, this material body is neither eternal nor full of knowledge. Mostly we are rusted. And ananda, where is ananda? All is full of anxiety. There is no ananda. Therefore, God has got body and doubted that his body is not like his body. Therefore, in the Vedic language, sometimes it has been defined as nirakar. Nirakar means not the form like this, cats and dogs and so-called human beings. The form is different. Satchidananda is God. And because we are past and past tense of God, just like sun, if the sun has got this form, the sun must have form. So we have also form. We have also spiritual form, upon which this material form has developed. Just like if you cut your fat and coat, the coat is impersonal cloth, long cloth. Now it's cut according to your hand. So because this hand we have got, it may be material. Unless I have got spiritual hand, how this material hand can develop? We have got also spiritual form. But that form, that spiritual form, we cannot see with our material eyes. It is so imperfect. If we say that our eyes are very perfect, that's wrong declaration, because our eyes are not perfect. Now we are seeing each other because the light is there. Unless there is light, the eyes cannot see. So unconditionally, our senses cannot work. That is material senses. And how we can appreciate the spiritual form either of the living entity or God? That is not possible. Therefore, we have to purify the seeing power. And the eye, just like eye suffering from some disease, cataract. You cannot see through that eye. But it purifies the disease, and you will be able to see right. Similarly, we have to spiritualize our senses. Then we shall be able to see ourselves and God also. That purification is just like at night. We cannot see the sun. If you say, I have got very powerful soft light, I shall show you sun, come on. It is not possible. At night you cannot see the sun, neither yourself. But when the sun is arising, you can see the sun as well as yourself. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement is just like to allow the Krishna sun to rise so that you can see Krishna and yourself and hold it. That is Krishna consciousness. If you take to this Krishna consciousness movement, then we shall be able to understand what I am, what is God, what is my relationship with God. So many things, which is known as Brahma Jijnasa. Athata Brahma Jijnasa. So, this movement is very serious and scientific and upright. We request all ladies and gentlemen present here to understand this moment through authoritative literature, Vedic literature, and through persons who have realized souls, then your life will be very successful. Because this human life is meant for this purpose, not to create a horse civilization, dog civilization. No. Then you are losing the chance. Tadopi aphulatana jata. Atmadhimanam varathanam anasitpa govinda charanayda. This chance is because, however proud we may be, death is sure. As sure as death. We may be very much part of so long the life is continued. But we must know that we are under the grip of the stringent laws of nature. So after I give up this body, the nature will give me another body according to my mentality at the time of death. Jagandam bhati smaran loki sajatkan te kalivaram. At the time of death, the mentality which you have created throughout your whole life, that will be prominent at that time. And according to that desire, prominent, you get the next life. So, if your mentality at the time of death is God, then you get God's body next. And if the mentality is of God, then you get the God's body. This is the fact. You cannot say that I am free. I am God, I can do anything. No. Devi Jesa Gunamani Mama Maya Durutsava. You cannot trespass the stringent laws of nature. That is not possible. It is very difficult. So, nature gives us a certain type of body according to my last desire. Because I am Itana, part and parcel of God. God is Itana. I am also Itana. Part and parcel cannot be defined. Therefore, in the Vedas it is said, Nitya Nityanam, Itana Itananam, Ita Bhunam, Virudhati, Kahan, Mundokumun. God means that He is the supreme eternal of all eternity. God is great, great eternal. We are also eternal, but a small eternal. And because we are small eternal, therefore, sometimes our eternity is choked up, just like fragment of the fire. If it falls down from the fire, it extinguishes. But the big fire does not extinguish. This example is given that the living entity, although living entity is eternal, as soon as he comes in contact with this material nature, he loses his spiritual consciousness. And forgetting himself, because he is hankering after the supreme happiness, he is thinking, let me become this, I will be happy, let me become this, I will be happy, let me become this, I will be happy. Therefore, he is thinking like that, I will be happy in this way, therefore he has to undergo three different channels of different species of life. So, this is the science. And if we don't like to understand, that is a different subject matter. But this science is meant for understanding by the human being, not by the cats and dogs. Therefore, you should take very serious attention for understanding these signs of God, signs of souls. Unfortunately, there is no such institution throughout the whole world where this science is taught scientifically. Science of God, they neglect it. Now they say God is dead. They must say everyone is God. Why you are searching God? You God, I am God. These things are God. So God is not so cheap. God is actually great. God is great. Nobody can be equal to Him. Nobody can be superior to Him. That is great. We say God is great, but we do not know how God is great. That you can find in the Vedic literature, how God is great. The Vedas, the Vedic text, just say it on the Sita Kalama Thavanamma, Jivanti Loma Vilaja, Jagadanya Natha. This same Mahan Sarya Jasya Palavi Sese, Govinda Madhi Purisham Tamaham Vajaya. One part of Krishna, Mahavishnu, is lying in the causal process, and three breathing. Millions of universes are coming, and he accepts and he elects their being destroyed. That is God, who can create millions of universes simply by breathing. These are the descriptions. Not that. By meditation one becomes God. God is not so simple. We accept Krishna, God, through the authority of great Acharya. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Acharya Upasanam. So Vijnana Sansa Guru Meva Vijakshe. Acharya, Acharya Van Purusha Veda. These are very innocent. Unless you go to Acharya in the parampara system, it is not possible to understand the science of God. So, anyway, the subject matter is very big. I don't think you can say from the science. But, how an ability that this Krishna consciousness movement means to understand the science of God, the science of soul. But it's not that sentimentally these boys are dancing. No. This is a process, very easy process. If you also dance, you will understand. You will understand. Therefore, they are going on the street and dancing. That you also dance with us and understand God. Not that we are dancing without philosophy, without background of philosophy and science. Not that. We have got already published about wonders and big books, and our program is to publish at least 70 books like that. That is going on. So there is science, there is philosophy, there is authority, everything is there. Simply we request you to understand science of the consciousness. Otherwise, this is working so hard and for senseless education. That kind of civilization is there among the hogs and dogs. Human civilization beings, they should be very sober, simple in living, but high thought to get salvation from this process of birth and death. Bhutya paliyate. How to get out? The whole baby system is flesh. How one can get out of this material process of repeated birth and death? Old age and disease. As soon as you get a material body, these four things are there. Birth, death, old age and disease. But modern scientists, they cannot make any solution of this whole problem. That's not possible. That is in the hands of Maker and God. So if you want to get out of this process of Janmamatsu Jaradhyadi Dukhudu Sanagarjana, then you have to surrender unto God. As Krishna says, Sarva-dharmān parityajya-māmetaṁ saranaṁ vaja. Aham tvā sarva-pāpi-bhava-mukha-isthāmi-māṁ. You have to return God consciousness. You cannot deny the existence of God. God is dead and God is God. No, he does not. That's a very good proposal. We try to understand what is God. We don't think that you try to understand God through our philosophy. You try to understand God through your philosophy. But try to understand God. That is our proposal. We say that become a lover of God. It doesn't matter whether through Christian religion you become a lover of God, or through Hindu religion, or through Muslim religion. We don't say that, that you follow this religion, that religion. We say your business is to know God. And what is your relationship with God? And try to love God. Then it is. Otherwise, you will go push down. This is all. This is the answer for the moment. Thank you.
Any questions? Anyone who has questions, please take this opportunity to ask them personally to this conversation.
Son of God, he says, there is no opposition. He says, elected Son of God, devotee of God.
Anyone else have a question? Do you believe that
God is becoming a good person? Oh, yes. Ishara Sarva Bhutanam Vidyeshe Arjuna Tishthati. God is Sarva Bhuta, not only you and me, all of you. You are talking of the hog. Say, he is also in the heart of the hog also, of the ant also. Annantarastham paramanatayantarastham. He is within the atom also. That is God. All pervades. Goloka eva nivasati yapilasamare. Although he is here, but we are not in our apartment. God is not like that. God is in his kingdom, at the same time he is everywhere. That is God. God is not limited. Ekappasauratetam jagadanna kuti jatshaktirasti jagadanna chayajadantam annantarastham paramanushayantarastham gorundavadipuritam tavangamaya. By his one plenary expansion, he is jagadanna kuti. There are any number of universes, and he has entered in each and every universe. Not only each and every universe, he has entered each and every living entity's heart. And not only every living entity, he is also within the atom. Annantarastham paramanasya. Paramanam means atom. The atom is scientists are trying to find out, analyzing, they are finding subtler, subtler, subtler form. Ultimately, God is there.
Wants to know how the knowledge is received from Krishna.
Krishna spoke that I am speaking, you are hearing. Similarly, Krishna spoke just like Krishna spoke to Arjuna. And Arjuna understood, and we are following Arjuna how he understood this one.
The knowledge handed is what it's called. Param Param, Param Param means discipling successes, like the example Srila Prabhupada has given us. If you take a piece of fruit from the top of a tree, if you drop it to the ground, it will smash. If you have a man on the branch below and a man on the next branch below, and you hand the fruit from one branch to the next, then there's no breeze. Then the knowledge of God is coming from God, through his disciple Arjuna, and from Arjuna unbound. And so his divine grace is simply in this line, and he's passing on to us the same knowledge that he had received from his teacher. And his teacher was giving him the same knowledge that he received from his teacher. Arjuna.
Yes, 5,000 years ago, from the present historical point of view, otherwise Krishna is present always. Just like the sun is present always in the sky, but we have made our division, this is night, this is day. Actually, sun is present both at night and day. Is it not? Because on this side of the planet it is now night, it does not mean the sun is spirit, the lower sun. Similarly, Krishna and God is always present. When we can see him, or we can understand him, we think God is here. And if God is present always, everywhere, simply we have to see him, we must get that qualified eyes.
What is the place of women in your religion?
Everyone is
so, but one thing is that we are not speaking of any religion. We are speaking of the science of God, science of soul. It is not a religion. Religion is a faith. You believe something, that is religion, according to your English dictionary. Religion is a kind of faith. That faith may be without any understanding. But science is not like that. Science means you believe or not believe, it is a fact. So you are talking of Krishna consciousness is science of God. Science of believing in this. That is not mine or yours. It is your and mine and everyone. As you say yours, there is nothing such yours. It is your also. Well, according to body, there is distinction. But as soul, there is no distinction. Pandita Samadarsha. One who is learned, he sees everyone on the same level, living entity. Not only men, women, but also animals, dogs, cats, everyone. विद्यालय संपन्न ब्राह्मण गृहस्थिनी सुनीति से प्रकाशित पंडिता समदर्श पंडित ने Similarly, those who are actually learning, they do not see this body, they see the soul within the world. Part and parcel of God. That is the actual vision. Not this body. And because we have got bodily concept of life, therefore we are thinking, I am greater than you, or you are greater than me, like you. This is bodily. The bodily concept will not help us for advancing a spiritual life. From bodily appreciation, there is difference that I have always explained. But from spiritual platform, there is no difference. We are now spirit soul encased in this body. That encasement is different, but the soul is the same.
I want to know why we have a head face and why we wear speakers.
And why you have got long hair? Explain why you have got long hair. That's another time. These are not very important questions. If you ask why you are dressed in black, there is a system going on. That's another. You try to understand the hope. But it is properly done. But meditation is difficult at the present moment because we understand from Shastras that Valmiki Muni meditated for 60,000 years and he got perfection. So meditation is there, but it is not possible in this present age. It is said in the Shastra, Siti Dhyato Vishnu, Sitaya Jagato Makai, Japari Parishad Jayam, Talotad Harikisha. What was achieved in the Satya Yuga? That is meditation. What was achieved in the Sita Yuga? By performing great sacrifices. What was achieved in Dhyapar Yuga? By Kachan, temple worship. Those things are not possible in this age, Kali Yuga. Therefore, Kalavdal Hari Kirtana. You have to achieve the same objective by Hari Kirtana. This is the invention of the thought. And actually, it is happening so. So we have to follow the authorized method. Meditation is not that we don't accept meditation, but it is very difficult for the present day. And it has to also say that. It is very difficult. If you have to attain the ultimate objective, then you have to accept the process as recommended in the Shastra. Just like in a drug shop, you go. It is not that something is medicine and something is nonsense. Everything is medicine. But the doctor sees the particular patient and he picks up the medicine. It is possible. Similarly, meditation is also the process, the wish, the recommendation, anything. But it is very difficult to do this process in this way. We have to make any movement which is acceptable to everyone. Now, in our chanting, if you come to our Los Angeles temple, all the Grihastas are there, small children, 2 years, 3 years, have their chanting, dancing and reciting. They'll be surprised. So, this process is so easy and acceptable that everyone can do. So, if you want to make some welfare activities, it must be for everyone, not that particular person. So, this chanting process is so easy that everyone can accept. Beginning from the most learned up to the lowest small child without any preliminary
knowledge.
In the field, no country also going on, but in spite of all industries and big universities, why your young man becoming confused? Why? Why the university producing hippies? I was walking in a park in London. I saw so many young men, they are lying down on the ground. But English boys, young men, why is lying down on the street and park with a background of British Empire? Why? Can you explain? But why fasting on that way? Lying down on the street? So India is imitating that thing. It is a very good thing. India has lost its own culture and now imitating industry. So, they do not see what has happened to the industrial country. They do not see. They are simply thinking that overnight we shall become like Americans and we shall be happy. And what the Americans are doing there? Why they are producing hippies? What is the remedy? Confusion is this industry or this or that will never make you happy unless you become God first. If you introduce God consciousness in industry, that is another thing. Otherwise, Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasta Jati Japas Tapas Kriya. A pranasthasi devasya mannanam lokaranyam. A pranasthasi devasya, just like a dead man, a dead body, he should decorate it nicely. What is the value of this decoration? Similarly, the so-called economic development decorating this dead body, without knowing what is there, thing which is within the body that makes it move, there is no knowledge. Simply decorating the dead body. The decorating the dead body may be pleasing to the decorator or some of his relatives. Oh, my dead father is being decorated. But what is the value of such decoration? Similarly, we may improve in so many ways. But if it is simply for the body, it is simply decoration of the body, dead body. Apranasthati devasya mandanam lokaranyam. We do not take care of the spirit soul, which is the basic principle of this body. We do not know. So, therefore, Vedanta says, athāta brahma jijyāsa, parābhavattāvadavodajāsa, jāvanna jijyāsa to ātmatattva. Everything will be deceived on you if one does not come to inquire about the soul of God. Whatever we do, they are all deceived. They are not getting anything. Therefore, all intelligent persons of the world, they should combine together and try to find out what is God, what is soul, this things are required. In that sea you have done very much. Nobody can excel in industry in your country. India may eat it, but they will be always 100 years back. Still, you see, whatever they have done, it is 100 years back than the Western country. And the Western countries will improve. They are meant for that. So, we don't duplicate anything, because our body is made of matter and spirit. So both education should go parallel. Not that blindly only material education. That will not make sense. Take care of the body and take care of the soul. Just like encasement, a body within the cage. If you simply wash the cage, don't take care of the bath, then what is the situation? But that chaita will not go. How are you going to materially advance? Unless there is physical understanding, the chaita will go. Because he is hungry. Therefore, despite all material advancements in America, you are producing heat. So you should be careful about this. Everywhere, not only in America, and everywhere. In Calcutta, there is also naturalized. Unless you have the chill, anyone. Hopelessness. There is a education amongst the nationalized, very educated person, boys. So why this frustration? The frustration is due to lack of spiritual education. That's all. The same people, when they are coming to us, they see how they are happy. Rāva bhaktasya puto mahadguna, mano rathena sato dhāvato vaiṣi. Without God consciousness, there cannot be any good quality. That's not possible. The other day, I get a What is the newspaper?
Aeroplane
hijack. Okay. He has got sufficient education. How he can control the pilot. How he can jump down with parachute. But the business is stealing. Yes. He. Therefore, harabha bhaktasya puto mahajira. Without God conscious education, he cannot make qualified anyone. That's not possible.
Thank you.